Well, watching the scrimmage that you were taking part in, it looked like, you know, despite all the other injuries you went through last year, it looks like you have a clean bill of health going into this upcoming season. How do you feel after what looked like getting an injury in almost every part of your body?
Yeah, exactly. Glad to put it behind me and finally, guess in a way, have that year over with. It's kind of something I've been lucky enough to avoid is, you know, most getting those injuries like that, and kind of caught up to me last year, but glad to have it over with. I feel good this year coming in and, you know, ready to go, looking to redeem myself, so hopefully can have a good start.
Have you ever had a season that was plagued that much by not just one, but several different types of injuries? It's not necessarily the makeup of the person, it's more so just bad luck.
Yeah, especially the ones I had, just bad luck, you know, some broken bones and stuff, so... you know, hopefully can avoid those this year, but never have I had a year like that. Usually been able to play through most of them, which I did quite a few this year, but this past year, but, you know, a few major ones that kept me out of the lineup. But, yeah, looking forward, we got some good new players too, so it made our lineup a lot deeper and a little more experience as well. So, you know, it should be exciting.
Have you been keeping an eye on some of the off-season acquisitions and excited about maybe who you might be playing with in terms of line matchups and combinations? Certainly looks like the team's getting a lot younger and a lot faster, too.
Yeah, we've got some good young talent coming up. Another year experience, obviously, with last year, and even some young guys getting a lot of games, too. So I think it looks good for us. That fella right there, Fratton, we've got some guys that only got one game last year near the end of the year.
And he's already got the access to the main room now, just getting game in there.
Yeah, you finish the year with us, so that's the rule. You finish the year, you get to dress in there. But, you know, we got guys like that, some good young talent that are fresh becoming pros and, you know, picked up some guys like you mentioned over the summer, not only on our back end, but up front as well. We got better. So, you know, I know everyone's excited. I mean, look how many guys we have skating right now this start of the year back here. I wouldn't say it's a Leafs practice, but it's got a lot of guys here, so it's pretty interesting. We got a good group of guys.
Can enthusiasm from the end of last season, the way it ended, carry over? Because a lot of times we've seen that, but then if you're slow out of the gate, it's kind of forgotten very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we need to take the pieces that we did well last year and remember what that felt like, especially down the end of the year. It's been a while now since we played a game, so. You know, last year's completely out the door, so hopefully we can come in with that confidence and the attitude that we're, you know, a good team and you know, find ways to win. We were getting great goaltending with Rhymes down that stretch, and we were a confident group playing. So, you know, hopefully we can start like that and you know, have that confidence as a group to keep going. But, you know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We haven't even started the year yet. And we finished great, but, you know, it's a start, a fresh slate, clean slate to start the year. So hopefully, I know the guys are ready to go coming in here so far with the guys that are slowly coming in, so it's exciting.
Can you as a leader extend to maybe even the goaltending tandem, even though it's a different position? You know, someone like JS was there, he could be a leader in that respect. Now it's like Jonas Gustafsson's the elder statesman in terms of goaltending goes. How does your leadership, if at all, can it relate at all? Because even though you play on a different side of the ice, certainly there's advice that goes both ways, isn't there?
Yeah, I think with the goalies, you just leave them alone, let them do their thing. Especially me, I have no clue how to do what they do. But, Jonas is a veteran guy here. And, you know, obviously, I think he took a lot from Jiggy the last few years. That guy's a heck of a guy. And, you know, he had a great leadership role here as well as a, you know, great goaltender in this league. So you get to learn from a guy like that. You're lucky. I got to do the same thing growing up, learning from guys like Gary Roberts, Mark Recchi, you know, a few other guys. But, you know, it's when you're in that position, pretty lucky. So I think in every position we have guys that have been through that similar thing and can lend a hand leadership-wise throughout our whole locker room. So we got a young group, but, you know, looking to build on the experience from last year and move forward.